ungrateful, but nothing but blessings. Count it all joy, but lately been stressing. I've been in my bag, but it's you who provided. Acting all bad, don't deserve, can't deny it. Started looking back, like don't even try it. Distracted by noise, no peace and no quiet. Know it was done for a second with none. Lord knows my struggle, he knows what I've done. Pressure bust pipes, my pipes was ruptured. This is my confession, something like Usher. Feeling all ashamed, don't wanna remain.
What's good, y'all? It's the Hot Box Chronicles. It's
what it
your
do,
boy.
What it do?
It's your Bizoy.
It's your boy. You know.
It's the Bizoy.
Your boy Nature bopping this bitch, boy. Yes,
it's
sir.
It's the host with the most day, DJ Show Out.
Man, we in this bitch now.
You already know. Shout out to Dre Wills for the song. You heard it, No Smoke by Dre Wills, and I'm definitely rocking with it. That was smooth. That was definitely smooth. I'm definitely rocking.
I'm rocking with that one, though.
Thanks. What would you say was your favorite line in the song?
Hey, what'd he say? Oh, what'd he say?
Pressure bust pipes.
Mine's a rupture. I'm like,
bars. Thanks. Definitely get the snaps. We definitely rocking with the song.
I'm fucking with that.
But we wasn't rocking with the song. The show wouldn't be on here. But we definitely
like last episode with, what's his name? Young Kane?
Yeah, Young Kane and Pryor.
Yeah, I'm fucking with that one too.
Make sure. We're going to leave all the links so where you can find Dre Wills' music. Make sure y'all support
Dre Wills, bro. I'm fucking with it.
All the artists. You feel me?
Yes, sir. I'm digging that.
Facts. Let me go ahead and get this blunt spin art.
It's just like, that right there, that song is just like, nigga, that's pain, like, bro, I'm grinding. You can hear the grind in you know what I'm saying, the bars, and, like, you hear it. You can tell the difference, like, bro, that type of music.
And he thanked God the whole time, which I respect, nigga.
That type of music versus mainstream, I gravitate to that every day. That grinding, that hustling music, that mixtape music, boy, I gravitate toward that every day, bro. Because it's different, bro. It's just, like you said, it's that hustle, that grind people putting in that shit. Boy, I gotta get this shit. I'm out. Like, nigga, I got to. By any means, like Gate said, by any means, boy, I gotta do it. And they putting everything on their paper and letting it rock. You know what I'm saying? Phone, paper, however you doing, off the dome. Hey, I respect it, man. For real. Keep your grind up.
Shout out to our sponsors, Crafty Creations. You feel me?
Appreciate you, Mariah.
Thanks, definitely with the new. Yo, she making earrings. Mariah got the earrings. Be able to mouth the nice bamboo styles with your name on it. Most definitely.
She ain't rocking the 90s joint.
Stop playing. Bring it back like that. Hi, nigga.
Yes,
dude. Thanks. Make sure y'all definitely check out. We got some more sponsors coming soon, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get them in soon. You know what I'm saying? Still got him a little thing, a little business.
We coming along, man.
Facts. Patty Mayonnaise couldn't be here today, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Patty Mayonnaise. Gotta show the bro love. You already know.
You know, but it's episode 9, you know.
Yes. If he was here,
episode 9? Episode 9?
Yes, Patrick, episode 9. Got it right today. Shout out to bro though. Shout out to bro. All right.
Bro, how you feeling about this holiday? I mean, this Christmas.
I'm feeling good about this Christmas, you know what I'm saying? And I say that because I don't want nobody thinking, you know what I'm saying, niggas is rich over here, you know what I'm saying? We balling on Christmas night, you know what I'm saying? Cause
bitch, you are rich.
Nah, but it's
this
cold.
This Maserati we sitting in? You talking about, oh, okay.
We hotboxing the lack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mods are going to be a little late on, but you know.
You know, it's COVID, so it's hard out here for a lot of families. They can't go Christmas shopping. Some couldn't do Christmas shopping like they wanted to. You feel me?
So man, it's like, not even about the toys.
You feel me?
Bro,
you know, but I'm thinking about as far as the kids, too. But however,
as
far as where I'm saying, I feel like everything good in the holiday shit, I'm waking up and they ain't got COVID. You know what I'm saying? Some people around me waking up down though, they ain't got COVID shit. What more can you ask for? You know what I'm saying? Especially at a time like now. You feel me? How the holidays for you right now?
I'm straight. I don't even get discouraged. That COVID shit, that shit be the furthest thing away from my mind. I swear to God, bro.
Fuck that.
I'm just being real. But
that shit serious. That shit out here, B.
That shit is less than 1% on my motherfucking mind. Yes. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I understand. Christmas.
Yeah, I understand it too. But Christmas, bro, I'm feeling good. But I love it. I just like being around the fam, man. If everybody else around me happy, I'm happy. I don't need to have shit. I don't need just to see everybody else happy. I'll be happy.
I told you that's all it is, B. That's all what living comes down to be.
I just be a fly on the wall type shit and be having fun.
Fly on a donut in the middle of a house party.
What? Thanks. And just be posted and be like, that's what's up. Even though it be bullshit sometimes, you know.
Most definitely.
But I'm loving the holiday. I don't know. I just like, I guess you can say being around the fam.
See, that's what it's about. Being around family, making people smile, gifts, you know what I'm saying? Giving and receiving of them.
True shit.
Know, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I want to question the people. I have a question to our listeners, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I want to know, you know what I'm saying? Are y'all telling your kids Santa Claus not real and why? You know what I'm saying? That's my question. I want to know.
Teach it on rocking, dude. I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can do all that shit because I know they're going to be like with other kids and shit. And I know they're going to be
why
like.
Why you wouldn't do it for your kids?
Because it's just not. I don't want to. Basically, this is what it boils down. I don't want to. What's Christmas time? What you want? But if they won't, I'm gonna tell them the truth. That's up to you to believe. I'm not gonna force you to not believe that.
No, if you tell them the truth when they're young, hell shit, they ain't gonna believe it.
I don't care. It is what it is. They're gonna go to school. Yes, we about to have Santa Claus. That ain't no real Santa. My daddy said.
My kid, I'm telling them niggas Santa Claus real off the muscle.
Yeah, but, you know.
You is a fat black man with magic powers.
You said a fat black man?
Facts, nigga. Nigga, what you mean, nigga? A tooth fairy, a black lady, Whitney Houston. Nigga, what you mean? Stop playing with me.
You're a fucking fool.
I'm telling my child Santa Claus is real. You know what I'm saying? Because I want them to have that magical experience. You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, I want to see that little magic in the eye. I'm buying my child shit 363. Nigga, I'm imaginary friend could buy it on
364.
Nah. You feel me? I ain't even tripping about that.
It is what it is. I'm cool either way, to be honest. Like,
you know, I just don't want to take that from the child. You know, I'm trying to have some fun.
And I respect.
Nah, I ain't telling you to tell your 10-year-old nigga, nah, Santa Claus real, nah. But I'm talking about, you know, when they in that young stage, that motherfucking 1 to goddamn 5. But after that, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, all right, nigga, come on. You know what's going on. You done caught me and your mom in this bitch 3 or 4 times wrapping these fucking gifts. You seen the gift wrapping in the closet because you was being nosy the other night. Like, nigga, you know what's going on.
I know what you
said. You feel me? But nah, I ain't talking about no damn 9, 10-year-old now.
You know, I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I don't know. But I get your little method. But...
Fact, you know, just something, you know, to get my kids a little bit.
But what they hit your ass with it?
Hit me what?
So they hit you with, yeah, we about to go. You got to be good. You know, I got to talk to Santa about your gifts. And they hit you with, ain't no Santa.
Well, then I'm like, okay, then that's how I made it. Like, I'm like, why you feel like, at first, you know what I'm saying, just because he's trying to sauce me, and maybe like, yeah, it's fake. Now I'm like, why you feel like that? Why you think Santa's not real?
Because I know, I seen you and mama end up with the princess.
Oh, hey, then nigga, you caught us. Point blank, baby. You got us, you know what I'm saying? We were trying to hold the spirit down for you.
Because you remember that one time you had my bike in the car, and then it ended up in the house?
Then, all right, well, you got me then. I ain't gonna hold you. You got me. I ain't gonna bullshit with you. You got me.
All right, little nigga, you small. I see you
peeping. All right, so, you know what I'm saying? Since we all on peeping game, why the fuck that kitchen wasn't cleaned up the night? What you mean, nigga?
That's a parent shit.
What you mean?
Oh, you got a snap back for me?
What you mean, nigga? Touche.
You got a snap back.
What you mean, nigga?
Golly, Dad, I always want to talk junk when he get mad.
Oh, shit.
What you say?
Little comeback for a comeback, that's all.
This little nigga stomped me, Jordan. I had to come back the hard way.
Thanks, nigga.
Can you come back and play if we had to hit
that
shit?
Nigga with the boom.
Yeah, nigga with that straight parent shit. Get your ass in there and get the kitchen.
Thanks, nigga.
We grown now.
Love
well, since we grown around here,
but that's how to think about
it. You clean up around by yourself. You get that room clean every day then. Grown people clean up.
So I got a better one for you. Boom, Christmas Day, the government talking about Merry Christmas, everybody taking the vaccine or else.
I'm with the or else people. I'll be the nigga to find out what or else is. For real, I'm not taking a goddamn vaccine. Or else.
Let me tell you about this.
Okay, what's up?
I'm in a house with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma's talking about, yeah. You heard about the vaccine? I said, yeah, I heard about it, but I ain't taking it. What you mean not taking it? Everybody's taking it. There's a 94% chance. I said, Grandma.
Who?
They made a virus in 10 minutes. You cool with that?
Facts, nigga.
No, we're not cool with that. Like I told Grandma, I said, you know what's funny? Everybody's so quick to run for this goddamn vaccine, but niggas still skeptical of the flu shot. Like, what the fuck? Like, the flu shot been out forever, and y'all niggas run to a 10-minute virus vaccine. Y'all got me fucked up.
Niggas get scared to take an STD test.
Son.
And but they gonna quit the run to get this chill.
I'm not gonna take no tetanus shot. I don't have tetanus. Like,
bitch, you supposed to get your dumb ass on.
But I'm sure I'm gonna take that COVID vaccine. Look, what?
Like this little bitch just cut you with a dull razor. Right. You talking about you don't want to take the shot. You get your dumb ass on.
Yeah. Everything locked the fuck up on your shit changed. You know?
I think I should have took the shot when he said something.
I can't move my arms, nothing at all. I'm locked in this position.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
That shit
about to get real though. Start like about next year. That shit gonna be. They gonna be pushing for that shit.
Thanks, man.
If you don't have that shit, you gonna have to goddamn. You can't work. You can't go travel. You can't travel. You can't go in certain places.
Niggas got me fucked up.
Exactly.
Either you take the vaccine or you're S5 here. Well, looks like I retired.
Let me go ahead. Matter of fact, while we got you got
go
10 minutes.
Go ahead, send that last one. That's it.
See, we went to the office, bitch. You got 10 minutes to type it up and sign it. Come on.
No, send me that check.
No, you ain't send me a bitch ass thing. No, let me go and get that up off of you. Matter of fact, go on in your cash register. You ain't even got to spend no paper. Count mine out in the cash register.
I need me right there. In fact, taxes, come on.
You put it in the vault. Hey, come on,
I
to the vault.
Need me. You should.
Y'all have a nice day.
Because I'm hearing they saying tomorrow the job can fire you if you deny the vaccine.
Well, damn
the
it.
The ultimate disrespect. So you going to force it on the motherfucker.
Well, but you know what's going to be crazy, though? It's going to be a lot of people that get it. All because they be like, damn, I got kids and they got to go to school and I got to provide for them.
Mm-hmm. You got me fucked up.
That shit is, that's foul as fuck, though. That is fucking foul.
You really keep getting tested every week while it's free.
Oh, man, fuck that shit.
Yeah, that shit free, nigga.
The bitch ain't have a test.
Before I take a vaccine, nigga, I test. I keep testing.
That shit crazy.
You been here for 8 days in a row testing. I'm not taking the vaccine, and the test is free.
That shit just, like, bro, look at the time frame, like you said. In less than a year, these niggas made a whole vaccine.
Come on, stop playing.
This bitch done mutated 12 times, and y'all got a vaccine for each one.
Exactly. Think I'm finna shoot that shit up?
Nah, niggas get the fuck up out of here. Bye.
Niggas got me, son. The shit they on TV talk about if you took this and your leg fell off last week, and or if you died and you want your money, bitch, he dead. What money?
Y'all just capped on this nigga.
Like, what the fuck?
No.
Like, people, you watch TV and see it and be in their kitchen like, oh my God, do I take that? And you see, as soon as that commercial come on, you see your older people in the kitchen and shit looking at the medicine pills real fast like, mm-mm.
Nah,
I don't take just, that. Nah. That's not a generic version of it either. Like, stop playing. So you think I'm finna take that shit? Niggas got me fucked up.
Fucked all the way up. Like, nah.
Nigga, what? Stop. Shit, nigga, see, nigga seen the hydroxy commercial on there, the hydroxy cut commercial on that motherfucker, still be taking it. Like, what?
They got the scroll on the side effects. And you talking about you cool with that?
Yeah. Sorry, come on, stop playing.
Yeah, let me get 2 bottles of that.
We'll give you 3 samples for free. Like, nigga, what? You gonna make 3 samples before I buy the 4th one? I know something wrong. You just giving these bitches away. 2,000 pills for a payment of $40. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. Know that when you take this shit, your stomach gonna fall off, nigga. You gonna be thirsty forever. That shit done sucked all the liquid out your body. You out this bitch looking like a triathlon person. You done ran forever. Like, what the fuck? You done swim 10 miles looking skinny and hungry than a motherfucker.
No, I'm just not about doing that shit.
Though. What? That shit on the floor of me.
I'm not. Yeah, that vaccine shit is not cool.
Niggas got me fucked up. No, I'm not. So that shit's something to think about.
It ain't nothing to think about me. I'm not doing the shit. It's a no-brainer. Fuck you talking about? Where the Orioles people go? Or, you know what I'm saying? What line do we go to?
Yeah, live. Oh, I'm gonna close my front door, nigga, and whatever tries to get in is fair game.
Nigga, hey.
Take this or else. Well, look like my door was closed at the house part. You choose what's gonna happen after this. You can stay out there and keep marching up the street.
Where's the or else people? That's where I need to go.
You feel me? That shit on the floor.
Are you or else? Or you taking? Or else?
They got me fucked up. I'm in a group with the beef section.
You fucked up.
Nigga, America just asked you taking a red pill or the blue pill.
Which one are you taking? Huh? Which one you take?
Neither. I don't trust America.
Thanks, nigga.
Nigga, I'm just drinking this water. Fuck it. I'm scared to drink that.
I don't even want the water. Fuck that.
Hello. That's just something to think about.
Yeah.
God damn. Got me fucked up. I seen a post on Facebook. That shit said, yo, this nigga Biden broke. Bring Trump back. To buy that $600 stimulus.
I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done.
I said, stop the madness, my nigga.
Nigga ain't even got it all week.
Hey, man, you feel me? He ain't even touched the checkbook yet. Chill.
Nigga own his ass.
Let, this nigga ain't even get inaugurated yet. Let him get the checkbook. He ain't got the book yet.
He just almost got it.
Said, what? That nigga didn't even see the receipts from last year.
That nigga got the countdown started. Y'all talking about he ain't got the money.
He didn't even sit down.
Damn. Bitch, can I clock in for?
He was saying he ain't shit. He ain't do nothing.
Nigga, he ain't even the president yet.
That is crazy, though. That's a full-year job that you got to stay on the clock.
Son, that's the easiest job in America.
I don't know about easy.
Son, what makes it hard?
I don't know, because I don't deal. I couldn't deal with that bullshit.
Nothing makes, you can't be, the president's job can't be hard where you sitting there for, and they let that dumbass get behind of a button that could just end everything.
No, my question is, it's not even about
that. I wonder how many times he was in the room and opened that casing on the button and said, you thought I was going to end it, huh?
You're fired.
My question is, how much stress it though? Because every motherfucker that went in there,
think about it.
In 4 years.
You see, as your president, I almost pushed the button one more time.
4 years later, I knew that was going to happen. What? 4 years later, the motherfuckers be looking old as fuck. Look at it.
You're right. They be stressed out.
So, what the
fuck? Barack came in with black hair and left with gray.
This nigga left with white hair.
In 4 years.
He look like them niggas. Like, come on.
I said, son, it'd be different. You went from 48 to 50. I said, nigga, you were still in your 40s when you left.
Surely. And with gray.
Hello.
So, what you tell? How much stress is going on in that building?
Was he in his 50s when he got out? Because he was there 8 years. I want to say he got in there, he was 44 when he got out.
Once again,
he was in there for a while. But he was stressed out because he was a black man dealing with that shit. That's different. Man, white people, them other white people, they always, you know, they prehistoric. They age bad.
I'm fucking done.
Right? Nigga, don't look. Black don't crack, baby boy. You better act like you know. Shit. You know black don't crack.
I don't know.
How many times you scrape knee and that shit heal back smooth? Nigga, scars be smooth, nigga.
True shit. I done burnt my whole goddamn arm. Come on, man.
And it still be smooth. That all hold up in there, boy. That's that melanin.
Nigga, I ain't put shit on that bitch, and 3 days later, that bitch looking like new.
Yeah, come on. Stop playing. That's that melanin, boy. They don't let you go out like that. You feel me? That's all I'm saying. Ain't no racial threats thrown nothing. And black don't crack. You feel me?
Yes, I do.
What? Black crack where you start to crack. You feel me? What you mean? Shit. Fuck that bullshit. Smoking on this purple rhino for this nice, you know what I'm saying, hot box moment. You feel me? So, my God, you know.
Says these bars are like COVID. Yo, this nigga Eminem snapped on that hole, bro.
Oh, yeah, I did hit it.
Yes, sir. But
yes,
you know.
I did hit it. Hey. All right, so, okay. Now I got a question for you since you want to take that route.
Yes, sir.
All right, so peep game. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that Eminem is a top-tier rapper?
Fucking right.
Did you hear what Snoop said about Eminem?
No. What'd he say? He might gonna put himself in the top tier. It's Snoop DL Double G.
I'm gonna read it to you, so I won't.
You know, fuck up his words.
Hello, come on, stop playing.
Hey, I respect that. That's crazy. He's saying, basically saying he's not a top tier rapper.
I wanna say this is.
Boy, get the fuck up out of here, bro. Name me one other rapper that fits hydrochloroquine and they shit. And you know what it means and how he uses it. It's other little dumbass word.
Snoop said Eminem is just a great white hope. He said there's some niggas in the 80s that he couldn't fuck with. Snoop continued, like Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Harris, 1L, Cool J, Ice Cube.
Once again, an old nigga. Bro, Snoop, bro, we know they're goats, bro. We know them niggas are goats. But you cannot take that shit from this dude, bro. Facts. I don't care what nobody say, bro. You cannot take this from this man.
Cause I ain't gonna hold you.
Let's see Snoop do that shit.
No.
Let's see
just happen to whip to my place, Snoopy.
Once again, let's see Snoop do that shit that M do. He can't. And he's not gonna do it. Cause when he gonna do, it defends. I ain't gotta do that shit. Ooh, ooh.
Oh yeah. I made my living.
Yeah, I made my living doing this. Why would I do it? No, nigga. See, no, do that.
Most definitely.
This nigga M, come on, bro. He gave y'all all types of, not all types of styles, bro. Still being himself. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Don't you can't take that from their fucking man. I don't care what nobody say. That and any other motherfucking rap they got something to say about it, I'm going to stand my ground. Come on. You can come shoot your shots.
That nigga is top 10, baby.
Yes, bro. Like, don't you know, everybody keep throwing out this KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane. Bro, we get that they're pioneers. We get that they're greats. But you cannot take it from this man, bro. I don't care.
That nigga Eminem is dangerous, B.
Facts, nigga. Like, okay, I got a verse for you niggas, and this just is for me. I just want to do this shit because I love the music. And I love these niggas, and I love how they do this shit. Kendrick and Eminem. I would just love to see the fucking, the shit that's going to come out their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Like,
that'd be crazy.
And like I said, it ain't got to be no win-lose battle. It's just, we just having fun. That would be litty as shit right now. But nah, everybody, it's a win, dudes. It's a beef. It's, you know, get the fuck out of here. What you talking about? He just great white hope. Are you fucking serious? Man,
that's what I said. I be wanting to know.
Like me, nigga, I listen to Yellow Wolf, too. Yellow Wolf is another version of, what's his name?
I used to listen to him.
Yeah, he's another version of Eminem. And that nigga's raw. So, like, nah, bro, you just can't take it from niggas like that, bro. Nah.
That nigga do be snapping. Nah, that nigga is a monster. I ain't gonna hold you.
Jack Harlow, he's nice. Lil Dicky, he's nice.
Yeah, Lil Dicky be snapping. Like, Jack Harlow, I probably listen to one or two things.
No, you ain't heard this new shit?
Bro, I don't listen to him like that. I just said one thing.
Like I said, bro, snapping, bro. Real talk, bro. Somebody like on some John Lucas type shit.
Oh, no, first of all, you know.
No, nigga. You know I'm not just going to compare niggas like that.
I ain't going to let you just throw Jordan Lucas like that.
I'm not throwing this nigga under the bus. I
feel like that nigga is top tier. I feel like he
can of course, that nigga
against J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar any day.
There you go. Right there. My point right there.
You see Eminem even vouch for that.
Of bro.
I'm just saying. That nigga Jordan is a monster.
Yes, he is. I'm not taking it from that, man. That nigga's like.
Niggas be sleeping, my guy. I ain't gonna hold you.
I don't know why.
Cause you go, it ain't push like Lil Baby and the rest of them.
Cause it ain't that bullshit. Cause he don't be talking about all that bullshit.
That nigga did a whole album on ADHD, B. Each facts, song was nigga. A reflection of how he went through ADHD. That shit was hard, B. We're like, who's doing that?
Nobody.
Like, you feel me? Like, who's fucking doing that? Niggas don't be thinking about that shit. Damn, that shit wild. Now you say that.
Sleep bars are like COVID. That shit stuck in my head, man.
Damn, that nigga. Snoop really disrespected Eminem. Oh my God.
We turn from Mars to human. That's when the virus attacked.
All right, so what you think about this Floyd Mayweather and this Jake Paul? Yo. That's happening. What you think?
Nigga, why?
So, man? I got a question. He put Floyd on his ass, be like Nate was on his ass. What the world gonna say? The black community's gonna be crushing. I gotta whoop Jake Paul's ass.
I'm not even worried about that shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Respect.
But niggas, hey, bro, you gotta defend yourself. This man called you out in front of the world. You gotta defend yourself. Now, like you said, if he knock his ass out. What is this man doing that no boxer can do? Like, what is, you know what I'm saying?
Son, he called out Conor McGregor, and you see what Dana White said.
Man, that's some shit he definitely didn't want to do.
You see what Dana White said?
Get his life changed, boy.
Dana White told him.
He'll get that man, bro.
That nigga said, he said.
He changed the man's life.
You're not even a challenge for my warrior. He said, but I got somebody else I can put on you like Amanda Nunes. Disrespected Jake Paul, boy.
Oh. Amanda Nunes ain't no bitch.
She's gonna whoop his ass.
She ain't no bitch, nigga. Like, come on. Nunes is a monster, bro. What's the little, I think she's Brazilian, that was a cyborg or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She wanna beat her goddamn Ronda Rousey.
Like, bitch, them.
May Ronda Rousey going on a hiatus, boy.
May Ronda Rousey.
You know you whoop a motherfucker ass when they gotta leave for a while and come back and try again, leave.
You know,
again.
I'm gonna do fake wrestling for a little bit. Come
came back and got that ass whooped again. You know what? I'm just staying with.
But she can do my baby like that. Nah. I fuck with Ronda.
I'm sorry, Ronda. She got beat her one time, came back, got beat her again, then went to wrestle.
Yeah, I fuck with Ronda, bro.
No, I ain't gonna say Ronda. I ain't acting like Ronda. You know, everybody took a loss. I ain't saying Ronda Rousey trash. Though. Don't get a twist. Ronda Rousey,
she did with that ass, man. Go do some fake wrestling for a little bit. You know, that was too funny to me,
you
though.
You can't get your ass beat and just dip. Like, you know what? I ain't gonna lose no more. Fuck that.
When I seen that ass pop up on WWE for a couple more than a month.
Like, you see, the Anderson Silva just took a loss.
Yo.
You feel me? Like, I don't be tripping about losses. Just, you just don't run. Don't leave and just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll be giving it up. You stay strong. Get that payback.
You're a great warrior. It was a nice fight.
Fuck around.
Matter of fact, that same fight dude was apologizing for beating him. Like later on in the ring, dude was apologizing to him. It was like, cause basically he looked up to his ass type shit and all that, this, that, and third. Like, yeah. Right. He was in the ring crying and shit. No, I'm dead serious. Like, this is like they used to beat Mr. Miyagi. I ain't want to do it. You know what I mean? But hey, I caught you slipping. Like, I'm sorry.
Look, sometimes the mask gotta fall too.
In fact, like, I'm sorry. You had left that chin down just a little too much, and I caught it. Just no. I'm sorry. Like,
so, question.
Yes.
Do you think Christmas will ever be the same after COVID?
It all depends on how people treat. I mean, do it to this year. Real talk, I'm just keeping it funky. If your dumb ass stay at home and away from your family, just get used to staying home away from your family on every holiday, because it's going to get worse. You know what I'm saying? Unless your dumb ass starts speaking up.
Nah, but see, if it get worse, people start mutating, the fuck you going to be outside too?
Yep.
You got me fucked up.
I'm going to be out, it'd be like Attack on Titan.
This is shit.
Fuck you, me, I'm out. This bitch cut motherfucker left and right.
But she ain't got no Omni device. No, what you mean, bitch?
I'm tripping, bro. Nah, I'm just sad though. But it is what it is, though. I don't know. But the first time I fuck around, walk outside and see a Titan, though, the motherfucker just look at me and take off.
Son, word up, what you doing, B? This on news. Half of the Statue of Liberty's face broke off, and it appeared to be a Titan under it. What you doing?
We got to go somewhere.
The fuck you mean go somewhere you go with? This ain't cartoon, bitch. You ain't just finna fly across the sea.
I never said I wanna.
Let me warp to the next planet. You gonna be alright.
No. First of all, no. That's enough resources here. I can hide away for a few.
Yeah, something, bro.
Mm-hmm. I know a few houses on the ground right now. Bitch, we your neighbor. Matter of fact, I'm moving in. So if you don't want this motherfucker to fuck with us, I advise you let me come in. Because I'll tell this bitch you right here.
Thanks.
And leave. Like, fuck you mean?
Thanks.
Who is that? I already know who that is.
Boo me.
Yep. Come away.
That's what I said, something to think about. But?
But I don't know, bro. I'm just not, bro.
But
my Christmas is always going to be the same, bro. I'm still going to go fellowship. I'm not worried about what the fuck going on out here in this fucking world. I'm really not.
So you're always supposed to enjoy your family.
Of course. Like, nigga, that's what you're not going to do. And make me just sit at the house all day.
And go fucking crates.
Like, oh, some real shit. When this little lockdown shit came about, I was already pissed. Bitch, ain't no grown ass man from 10 when I could sit in the fucking house. I was snapping, boy. Yeah, lockdown. You know that little shit. Man, you got me fucked up. I was working
hold on
purpose.
Hold that thought.
All right.
It's time to show support to our sponsors and go to commercial.
All right, that's a bet.
Factorito Tito.
Shop at Crafty Creations 1_ on Instagram or Crafty Creations 5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
What's good? We back.
What it do? We back, man. How y'all Thanks. Doing out there, man? I appreciate y'all staying with us out here.
As always, you already know. So I got a question.
Yes,
what
sir?
Is a bad gift? Is there such thing as a bad gift?
Nah.
It's 4 days before Christmas. What's a bad gift?
There's no such thing as a bad gift.
Is a repeat gift a bad gift?
No. Nah.
Well, in a sense of saying that, no,
because
you could be a repeated money.
Gift cards, all that shit could be the same.
Yeah,
nigga get a game system every year. That's the same shit.
yeah. Niggas ain't no problem with that.
Facts. But, you know, but Nah, bro. It's gonna, I don't give a fuck if he spent nothing, a dollar or $1 million. It's all the same because at the end of the day, you had to think of a motherfucker to even buy it.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm gonna get this nigga this little bit ass Jeep. Oh, well, I appreciate this little bit ass Jeep. You dig what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So, you know, it's just, that's how I just be thinking. I don't think that can ever be a bad gift.
Facts. Because I honestly believe what fuck up the whole black child and the Santa Claus experience is the bills. When the bills come in. When the bills come into play, Santa Claus goes out the window.
Yeah, I can say majority of black, but I can say it happened with other races too, but majority black.
Facts. When the bills come in, and I mean that now it's some asshole shit, but it's been a whole band. When it gets to them real situations, Santa Claus bring me this. No, Santa Claus is bringing you this motherfucking lights because this year won't be Christmas. Like, I remember my mom cranked in the guy by like 8. My mom hit me with the, I'm like, yeah, I want this Christmas. We moving into the shelter. I'm like, I want this Christmas. No, you don't, because I ain't got no money to buy nothing for Christmas this year. What you mean? Santa Claus gonna buy it. No, Santa Claus broke too. How both of y'all broke? Santa Claus make the toys. How you broke? How he broke?
Yeah, man, Santa, you know, Santa ain't about to come this year. We broke. Who is we?
Santa Claus can't be broke. He made the toys. I'm not understanding.
But you know, niggas on some thug shit. I told you I knew, but I played my part. I'm like, all right, well, you know, it is what it is.
That's just something to think about.
No, Santa, but you know, that's when I grew the love for the actual, like, being around family and just, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I grew that love. So the Christmas, the gifts part, boy, y'all can kiss my ass, but I don't give a fuck. I can sit at the house by my damn self. You dig what I'm saying? And being just of a great mood as a family. They got their whole family there. And you know what I'm saying? They having this big ass Christmas. And just, yeah, well, I can have that same energy and spirit. And I can be by myself. I ain't get a bitch ass thing.
Facts. So that's what Christmas is about. Be the family. Christmas ain't right without the family. Especially with the cousins.
I just be thankful, bro. I just be like, bro, I open my eye. I'm good. That's really what I be about every day. Every holiday, my birthday. If I could just, my eyes open, I can see that day. I'm straight.
Facts. This year, I was trying to get all my cousins together. All the cousins was gonna get lit. It should be right at grandma's house, nigga. Air beds and the sofa bed out, nigga. We was gonna be in grandma's house deep. Like your grandma shot the pancakes on us, B.
No. Like that, though, like, bro, it just, someday, I be thinking about that too, bro. Need that one weekend where, you know, we bring all the cousins, all spend the cousins night. Nigga,
can you imagine?
Oh, nigga, all everybody grown now too.
Come on, nigga, that shit would be
and lit. And everybody as fuck. Put that grown shit to the side. Nigga be like, pallets and goddamn sharing covers, head to foot. Like, nigga, stupid. What?
Nigga, take it back, head to foot like that.
Yo, what? What you know about that, nigga?
Nigga, son, that's a classic. Be stop it. Stop it. This was set the tone. If I come in there, everybody going to bed.
Oh. Y'all be quiet. Yo, boy, you don't know nothing about that.
Yo.
All right, I'm about to call y'all mama so y'all go home.
Facts, nigga. All the cousins get over, niggas rock out on the Nintendo 64s on the old games and shit, nigga. Stop. That's life.
The Segas, bro. The Nintendo.
Facts, Super, nigga.
Like, oh, man. That PlayStation is life, 1, nigga. Though. Like, that's when PlayStation 1.
Boom, shakalaka, nigga. What you mean? NBA Jam, nigga. What you mean? That's where it's at.
Now
that's Christmas. Facts, nigga.
The big booty Xbox. The one that got the X on the top. Yo, oh, like,
it's called a big black box.
Yes, sir. Nigga, you don't know anything about that.
Boy, stop. GameCube was pop. Nigga, I had all three. I had a PlayStation 2, Xbox, and a GameCube. Boy, stop.
Oh, you been with I've been like, I was fucking with Xbox when they had the black and white button because that was the only different shit. You like,
that's why Xbox was popping.
Though. Facts, bro.
Xbox was lit. Let's see.
First time I played
Spirit GameCube was still better than Xbox and PlayStation because they had a better graphics. I ain't gonna hold it.
Yeah, they did. Especially on live.
Back then, their graphics was amazing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's something I had to give them. graphics was stupendous.
But the crazy shit we talking about, that graphic, like, we ain't got HD now. The graphics now are crazy. Back, but we used to trip out on the little box ass camera.
Nah, but think about it. Nigga, it was graphics now, back then. Nintendo was on that type time.
Facts, though. Nigga, we was on the little... something about. Nigga, we pixelated like a motherfucker. It was killing the game, though. Look at my
CJ was uglier than a motherfucker on motherfucking San Andreas.
She don't tell me about
that. That nigga CJ hands was ridiculous. He had the motherfucking square cube hands. Don't even get me started, nigga.
These niggas need to generate his shit, right?
Look, nigga, if you play San Andreas, you know CJ hands is fucked up.
Nigga, hands never bent. Like, yo...
Hey, you know it's fucked up, nigga. I ain't gonna hold you.
Just think about it. Didn't Scarface drop that same year?
Oh, that was my shit, too.
But look at the graphics on Scarface and look at the graphics on San Andreas. Yes,
the graphics on Scarface is popping.
Rockstar should be ashamed of their fucking self.
Shit, Rockstar came a long way, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Them niggas for came sure. a long way, nigga.
For sure.
I played that new download early. That little, I got an eye on the submarine now. That shit lit, boy. I ain't gonna hold you. So we sound like a bunch of fucking kids in here.
Facts, nigga. Hey, Chris is bringing out you, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
Chris is bringing out you.
Yeah, look, you know, I don't give a fuck. Look, hey, you got to keep real with yourself.
Like me, bro, I remember when I got my PlayStation, bro. The very first one, you dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we got that bitch. This is when 2K and ESPN and 2K was making they was making Madden, but it wasn't Madden, it was 2K, and Madden had their own joint too, so it'd be like 2K3 when it'd be like a ESPN version. Then you have Madden 2003, which is the Madden version. You dig what I'm saying? So I used to have both of them bitches, nigga. 2K 2K3, my nigga. I used to play with the Dolphins with Ricky Williams, my G. Boy. Sweat it.
Wow, nigga. How you come out with East Bay niggas? Niggas on the East Bay cover.
Hey,
nigga said Ricky Williams.
Bro, on everything I love, bro, I had that shit, and I played. That morning, I got up at 7 o'clock. By 12. Yo, my mom was like, we had to go. Yo, by 12 o'clock, nigga. I was almost finished with the first season with these niggas, bro. I was on the TV, bro. We trying to watch the Christmas stories and eat, bro. Well, I'm sorry, I got the TV this morning, but I'm on it, man.
That's where you had the motherfucking channel on the VCR. You had to turn the motherfucking AV and shit. Oh,
but yo, I remember that shit.
Boy, you don't know nothing about that.
And then not.
You lose your remote, you gotta push play to get the TV to change, press stop.
I didn't use the channel joint.
Nigga, yeah. Stop. Remember, give me the.
But we had this big model, 4-model TV in the living room with the three, the color joints in the correct. Back.
Something.
Plug them holes up. Then we had the video button at the bottom. I'm like, yes, video 2 times. I'm in the game. Then you hear, boom.
The worst is when you hear the sound of the game come on, but no video.
The whoop.
Yeah, that bitch like, come on, no. I used to cut the wires off and hook it to another yellow one. What you mean, nigga? Yeah. I get that bitch working.
Like, you ain't need nothing but the red and white one or the yellow and white one. That's all. You didn't need all three?
I really didn't need the sound, nigga, especially when I was on punishment.
Nigga. Oh, nigga, what?
She don't need to know this is on. They put this tie right up under the door. She won't see no lights. I don't need the sound. I used to turn the brightness down the TV.
I was just about to say, turn that contrast down.
What, nigga? Don't get me started. Turn that brightness down. She'll never know. But they kick your ass and you trying to wake up from school in the morning. You tired. She looking at you like, why? Nigga, I thought you were asleep. Why you tired?
Bro.
Don't worry. You got to clean it when you get home. Damn, ain't on that.
I had this entertainment system, bro. The shit was so smooth. Like, the bottom of it had the doors. You dig what I'm saying? But in the back, it had the little panel with the hole in it so you could run the wires out the back. Nigga, I ran the wire. I just had this shit hooked up in the back. No wires. You dig what I'm saying? So I turned the game on and closed the door. And you just then, when that fan kick on that, that shit. So I got dang. I was playing that bit one night. On punishment, forgot. Fell asleep, bro.
Oh, wow.
Nigga.
You heard slip and slide. You want your ass whipped. No, you sneaking already?
Nigga, they played me. They went to sleep way later than I thought. So they played me. And I'm like, I'm trying to beat them up. So I'm like, God damn.
You done fucked up now, Stanley?
Did I? I knew something wrong. Cause the light was out. I heard mama say, get up. You know what I'm saying? But when she came back in the room,
I heard the footsteps. I cracked my eye open, and I seen the drawer. I mean, the door open to the entertainment. Late, I'm like, boy, I hope she didn't see this.
Know what that ass is with?
Man, shit. So, you have fun playing your game?
Huh? Ooh, all of us? We all play?
No, I ain't playing no game. Left. So, why your game light was on? Oh.
And it's paused.
Don't even worry about it. Just unhooking and bring it to me. Ooh. Nigga, I ain't got no memory card right now.
Oh.
Nigga,
you
what?
Know you about to start over.
Nigga, what?
You can't even cut the power off and just leave it there. No, you about to start over.
I was so heated. And the crazy part is, I had a memory card. But you know, back in the day, they used to have the memory card slots in the game cases.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I used to pop that bitch in, so when I go somewhere, nigga, I don't know what you got. We're going to put... You got your memory card in? I got mine in. I'm putting on my shit. You dig what I'm saying? So, yeah. Did that shit. Forgot the game at my cousin's house with my memory card in. So, shit. Yeah. You already knew it. First of all, I wasn't supposed to take the bitch over there. Yeah. So, I left the game. I left the game system at the house, but I took the game with my
memory. You fucked up.
You dig what I'm saying?
You take shit over there when she told you better not leave her house?
What? Nigga.
You asked for your ass to get murdered.
And where the game at that's supposed to go in it?
So your game just sitting on top of the game console. So that's about. So I buy games for this to be sitting the fuck out. And what'd be funny, your grandparents bought the game. They even bought the game. So I buy games for it to be just sitting the fuck out. You know, now it's my game. Give it to me.
Exactly.
What?
Put it in top of closet 2 weeks.
What?
So you tell me every morning I come here, I gotta see it in your closet?
Yep. You're gonna see it every morning when you get dressed. When you come back, nigga, when you think the boogeyman in the closet, you look and you see that game up there looking at you.
I bet I start getting dressed in my room, which that's what I did. What you talking about? You finna bully me like that? Nah.
That's just something to think about, player.
I dropped them clothes off in the room and walked right back in my room on the other side of the house. Damn, fuck that. Nah.
Best thing when you was a child, B, is when they would go to work early in the morning and you had to wait for school and they leave first.
Man.
And get you a good 2 hour game in.
Oh, nah, I ain't never had to get no 2 hours before. Nah, hell no.
Shit, why you work at 5, nigga? I'm up at 5:30, boy. Playing to 6:45.
That was lovely,
boy. Look what you
mean. Oh, my God.
Nigga, I'm getting me.
But don't get me wrong. I had mornings where I got to play
games. I used to play State of Emergency on the Xbox.
Don't get me wrong. I had mornings where I got to play games. You best believe that. I said that long early, Jeff, for me.
Not playing.
What you doing up? I can't sleep.
See, what happened was, that's just something to think about, B. You know what's funny?
What's up?
It must be a sad Christmas because I have yet to hear 'twas the night before Christmas.
Oh, my God. Temptations.
Facts, bro. I ain't tripping. We 4 days from Christmas, so I still got some time to hear it. We 4 days, baby.
You know,
four motherfucking days from Christmas.
I'm missing that. What you gonna get her? Say, what you gonna get that?
Son of God, bro.
I want a whole lot of this tonight.
Yo, I remember I first heard that show on the radio down here. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know it. Because they threw me off, nigga. I heard it in the 90s and I'm young. So I'm like, hold on. What's she talking about? This nigga talking about 5 Philip Blunts. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. What the fuck? He got me with the Sega tape song. I'm like, shit, he played the game too. So I'm lost. I'm like,
yo.
Hold on, this nigga. Oh, yo, I swear to God, I was so lost when I got. But I used to like because the little jam, it had the little ching, 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 that little shit. Like,
son,
yeah.
I remember first hearing, what the fuck is this? How the fuck they got a twerk song to Christmas? You know you and his son, they got a twerk song for Christmas, nigga. What?
That shit was real.
I said, wow. Like,
man, that was rapping. Christmas Day, the birth of Christmas.
Yo! Son, I remember that shit came on out the fuck. And then it came on the radio like it was okay.
I still listen to it, bro, because that shit be rocking.
What the fuck he say, though?
Oh. Hold on, bro. See, now you got me on. Hold on. Damn. The fuck? Bro, see, now I got to listen to the song now.
Nigga put you on the spot too fast.
Facts, bro. But I know he asked for some Sega tapes, some fresh gold chains, I think he said a Cadillac. Hold on. Y'all got to... Dang, yeah, you got to...
Look up the lyrics.
Yeah, facts. I'm tripping. Like,
get him the lyrics. Look up the lyrics. We got to see this. This shit's crazy.
Bro,
you just... Oh, my God. Because the most we got in New York is that... Yo, that shit, son. That shit just blew my mind. Yo.
Oh, shit. Quad City DJ, bro. What the fuck?
The most we got in New York is all the chicken heads be quiet.
All the chicken heads be quiet. All the ladies can't hear. All the ladies make noise. All the chicken heads be
true
quiet.
True shit. Y'all do got that.
That engine number 9.
Bass drop. Boom. Drop the motherfucker.
Drop the full flex bombs on them.
Yo, you're fucking stupid. You're stupid, bro.
The Baltimore mix with a lady set. With a lady set.
I got it right here, bro.
What he say?
He said he want a 12 dish changer. How long did that go?
A 12 dish changer, nigga?
A 12 dish changer, 11 Philly bunts, 10 karat gold, 9 Seiko tape. I told you, said some Seiko tapes. I told you. 8 gold tee, 7 pair of jeans, 6 pint. Oh, 6 pints of beer. Damn. This nigga's gonna be drunk as fuck.
And pissing.
Facts. 5 Fred gold chains. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. 430 smokers. God, dog. He's not playing. 430 smokers. 3 pack of draw. 2 girlfriends. And the Cadillac to put it all in.
Get the fuck out of here.
The lady shit is worse, though, bro. Like, well, it's not worse, but it's funny. This bitch asked for $1,200. 11 pairs of shoes, 10 fingernails, 9 packs of weed, 8 male strippers, 7 butt passes,
yo,
6 diamond rings, 5 months free rent, 4 bangles, what the fuck are bangles? Oh, like the earrings. 4 bangles, 3 pocketbooks, 2 earrings, and a man with a lot of money.
What's the name of this nigga?
Quad City DJ's Christmas. What you want for Christmas? Yeah, sir. I be rocking that shit, though.
Yo, shout out to y'all for that, yo.
That shit is a classic, bro.
Yo, facts.
Like I said, I heard this shit in the 90s, bro. I still be rocking to this shit.
Because ain't too many like that out there, bro. When you hit, I know it's one that definitely make you get up.
Cotton candy, sweetie, go. Oh, what? 1990 quad. 69 boys.
Yo. He's got a Christmas twerk song out this bitch. I'm finished.
Oh, man. This man fooling.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. This man too silly.
Well, it's 4 days to Christmas, though. Oh, you know what? I was going to do the fuckery on Facebook. But I would just, you know what I'm saying, throw the fuckery straight on the government.
Is it on the government?
Uh-huh. For giving a $600 stimulus check to people that need more than $600. Basically, these niggas said, yo, we just gonna cover your water bill for 2 months.
Give a fuck, nigga. Like, you didn't have to get that.
You feel me? So the fuckery is on the government. The fuckery from the government. That's damn sure for tonight. $600 fucking stimulus. Not saying that, you know what I'm saying, I won't need it, but I sure take that $600. That $600 that, you know what I'm saying, I ain't have.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel me? So I shall take it, but yeah, it's people, it's families out here that need more than $600. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, by the grace of God, America just go ahead and drop them bands off on the people that need. You feel me? Drop them bands off. It's too many rich motherfuckers out here. Jeff Bezos, cut a nigga a check.
Hey, Mike, though.
You feel me? Cut a nigga a check, B. What's the one nigga that that's over Tesla?
Shit, I don't know.
Fuck, I forgot his name. I forget his name.
I don't know.
Ain't his name?
That nigga name Jeff, ain't it?
No, Jeff Bezos off of Amazon.
Oh, I don't know.
Fuck, I almost called this nigga name.
I really don't know, sir.
Damn.
Sorry, I can't help you.
No, I'm about to look it up. But I know his name. I call him nigga name all the time.
Okay, that ain't important.
Elon Musk. Yeah, that.
Yeah, you're right.
That demon.
This nigga said that demon. Yeah, he can't be trusted.
Him and Jeff Bezos, the rich niggas can't be trusted. They need to cut the check. Fuck what they talking about.
Yeah.
billions of dollars. You can't cut a check one time?
Yeah. With they family, the fuck you mean?
So like niggas can't even spend $20 billion and don't want to cut the check.
And then do with that, player.
You feel me?
They really don't.
But it's 4 days from Christmas.
And then what you gonna do? I'm not feeling entertained, bro. I'm not feeling entertained.
And a whole good
day. You mad, him fooling. So,
nah, bitch, you foolish for motherfuckers coming up and playing that song, singing that song.
I ain't doing nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just relaxing.
Facts, facts.
Talking to these good old people out here.
Yo, that is crazy. That's most definitely crazy, though. So, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is 4 days away.
Mm-hmm.
You did your shopping. Mm-hmm. Your Christmas shopping. Got that out the way.
Yeah, I ain't got it all the way out the way. Yeah, I got that way. I gotta get like two more little small things, but yeah.
So your mind should be focused a little bit because you got the Christmas out the way.
Mind, stay focused. What's up?
You know what today's date is, right?
The 21st.
Did you get your superpowers?
Bitch, there ain't no motherfucking superpowers.
They said the 21st.
Oh,
right. You ain't superpowers.
No fucking superpowers. I already have superpowers, bro.
I think I glided off the floor a little bit.
I'm fucking done.
I might have flew for 0.2 of a meter, nigga.
I'm fucking done.
You know what I'm saying? I really felt that shit be. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, I already got superpowers, bro.
What's your superpower?
Nah, I'm saying. I really knew about everything, bro.
Oh, you Professor X?
Nah, nigga. It's just, hey. Okay. How can I put this?
Well, this nigga got the power for real. He about to fly, y'all.
I got the power, bro. Hey, bro, the earth give you power. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? When you take time with the motherfucker.
Nigga, I'm talking about superpower, bitch. Telekinesis.
I got that.
Well, no, let me see you make the car. Lift the motherfucker car there.
No, it ain't for everybody. No, bitch.
Nah, fuck that. We gonna get paid.
See, that why right there. Right there. You finna explore me, bitch.
Nigga, we can have the movie, the floating podcast. Nigga. Who wouldn't want to ride in the floating podcast?
I'm done with this.
And the lack floating, a floating Cadillac.
They gonna scare them.
No, they gonna be all right. You got the
tell them. You gonna be high and you float on purpose. Nah.
You
niggas ain't ready for that.
He can't concentrate on the weed. We was upside down, floating left and right. He can't keep it straight.
Niggas ain't worried about that. They can't him all there right now. So.
You look. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? It might brighten up the world. I already told you, it would have been, there's only one way right now.
I'm just saying, Jacob won the werewolf all the time. That's all I'm saying.
Excuse me then.
Yeah, you did what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You referred to Twilight.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that.
I cannot rock with that movie.
What? Bitch, kill yourself.
I might have to, because that was buns.
Nah, it ain't buns, bitch.
Twilight was buns. The wolves was ass. That's these big ass dogs. Big ass German shepherds. That's all hey, the
out
fuck.
The full moon.
And diamond vampires. Like, what
after,
the fuck?
After full moon, they started losing me. Then I'm like, yo, this bitch.
Diamond rats and big wolves.
This bitch is tripping now. Shorty, she's doing a little too goddamn much now. Like, it's a wrap.
What the fuck kind of bullshit is this?
But you'll watch Harry Potter, right?
No, I ain't watch that either.
Thank you.
I couldn't get in that.
Thank you, sir.
Lord of the Rings can get in
that.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that, too. But, you know, shout out to the fans that do watch that shit. I just can't get jiggy with that shit.
You feel me? I can't get jiggy with that shit.
Facts, nigga.
Sit, ooh, nigga, sit another mother. Yeah, facts. I can't get jiggy with that at all.
I can't get jiggy with it.
You feel me?
I tried, but...
Like, I like Pirates of the Caribbean. That's my shit. Johnny Depp played out of that fucking role, bro.
I could do that, though. I can do that.
What? Every time I watch that, I just be like, damn, I wish it was like this. But then it's like, do you really want it to be like that?
Just to get the booty.
You stupid. But I definitely fucks with the Pirates of the Caribbean. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? There's some certain shit I can sit there and watch. Like me? I don't know why I like racist movies a lot.
Racist movie?
Yeah, I be laughing at the motherfuckers, bro. I'm talking about the race movie where you know where they be segregation and they be using that girl that I'm talking about.
Oh, where they start the chainsaw with the girl.
What?
On it.
Nigga, I'll be killing myself.
Action. You fucking beer. They be love, boy. Like on Django, I said, yo,
that movie is too funny. Like son. Movie Mississippi Burning, bro.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
It's one, you know the part where I think he's like the sheriff or some shit. He was like,
the CIA, the NAACP, that type of shit. He was like, it's all, he spelled out bullshit. Bro, that shit was too funny to me, bro. I'm like, yo, this shit.
See, I can't get into movies like that.
I can, bro. I don't know. Like,
I be sitting there like, bro, what? So let me just slap this motherfucker, and then I be forgetting, like, oh, he's an actor. I forget he's an actor.
But nah, and then sometimes I be peeping them actors like, yo, you like this role a little too much.
You
like,
hear me? That's what be catching me. And I'm like, you can't be trusted, because I really feel
like, you know,
that shit coming out. Like, how you looking don't look acting material. That shit look real.
Like, you at the house doing this. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I could. We know Denzel be acting. But we can tell when Denzel being real in them, when he really want to fight these niggas. Like, these niggas must have brushed him wrong. He like, you know what, let me really slap him.
You know, that little roll, you rolling it too hard off the tongue. Like, that's too normal. Like, it's just fluent. It's too fluent right there. Like,
there was no practice before. Like, you're used to saying
that. You got no tremble in the lip or nothing. Just, it's fluent. Like,
that shit rolled nigga. You didn't say, there was no stutter. The stammer wasn't there. You didn't say,
it's just a tool. You ain't even like, bad like you goddamn,
didn't even question it. Like, nigga? Like, you didn't have that question, nigga?
You had proud.
You had that, nigga. Get that nigga off this nag. I said, ooh, yeah, he races. I feel it. He used to say that shit. No, have you seen Antebellum?
I think I have.
Well, Janelle Monáe?
I haven't seen all of it.
Nigga, that shit was
wild. What you talking about, though? I ain't seen all of it.
That shit was wild. You, man, that's a must-see, y'all.
I fell asleep on the bit.
I got to give it. That's a must-see. 4 days before Christmas, that's a must-see.
You still on this?
Yep, I'm still on that 4 days before Christmas. I'm going to get everybody amped up for Christmas a little bit. Just
say
a little bit.
Say that.
4 days before Christmas, there was families enjoying the time with each other. And having a feast.
This shit sound like a scary movie.
And it all came down to the doorbell ringing and Santa Claus saying, ho, ho, ho.
I'm fucking telling this man.
Gee, shit. Don't get me started. Thanks, B. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? However, I was thinking about...
This man foolish as hell. This man, yeah.
Son.
What's up?
This nigga Pat was finished.
Yeah, bro. That nigga...
Pat was hot.
I saw that loud nigga face. He's like, yeah.
Pat was
hot. He's done.
Like, just thinking about it, I'm like, damn, Pat, you was high. Like,
yeah, he's finished.
Yeah, you know, if y'all don't know, like we always tell y'all, we do the Hot Box Chronicles in the car.
Don't take a little nap, player.
We put up on him. This nigga was... I just got on the phone like 2 minutes before we pulled up. Pulled up. This nigga looked like he been asleep for 3 hours. God damn, Pat. Yeah, I'm high. I might have to miss this one.
You respect that, homie.
Facts, though. He can't even stay woke. But, you know, we respect his all love as always. You already know.
Man.
Facts. Now.
What's up?
Now. I was watching Black Blasphemy, right? I don't know if you watched that from Black, all the...
Yeah, Black Blasphemy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Son. One of them ignorant bastards in Long Beach said, white people Thanksgiving food is better than black people Thanksgiving food.
Say what?
And he's black.
He said white people what food?
Thanksgiving's food is better than black people Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, I seen
food.
That caption. I ain't click on the video because I'm like, that shit don't even sound real.
That shit don't sound appealing in the sentence.
I ain't even gonna knock it. There's some white people out there that can.
I ain't saying that. I ain't saying
throw down, but you know.
Because Bobby Flay and Gordon Ramsay, them niggas can throw down. So I can't even say, you know, there's not. But it's like.
I don't give a fuck. I still chew grandma's over there.
Like, yeah, boy. You can't turn down grandma food.
What the fuck you mean, boy? I don't give a fuck if these niggas got degrees in restaurants. I don't give a fuck. Like, it ain't made with that same love.
Even if
grandma.
My grandma taught Gordon Ramsay how to make it, or Bobby Flay how to make it. It's still, yeah, facts. It still wouldn't taste the same. They ain't got that whip like grandma.
It ain't got, exactly.
Grandma got that whip from generations of tiredness, being a black woman through the struggle.
I gotta keep cooking.
When she whipped that motherfucker, I'm gonna feed my family. That's what I was thinking about. I'm gonna make sure my family
get this shit over
with. That pain in that whip.
The fact she on her feet too, she like, ooh, my feet hurt.
What? And they tell you, I'm not cooking this shit and still be cooking, whipping it up.
I just told y'all ass I didn't want to cook. What you want to eat? Ooh.
That when you know she angry, but it still be good because you know she angry. You like, I still love you. Thank you, Grandma.
Like, Grandma, this it right here. I didn't make it all the way correct. Little, it's still good.
It's still good. It's don't still worry good. About it. It's all I need.
I don't give a damn if you missed the whole season of packet.
In fact, it's still good. It's all I just needed you to just whoop some up for me. It's it. And I don't give a damn what you whoop on. I just need you to whip something. Like, yes, ma'am. Come on with it. Real talk. Wow.
No love. I'm here too.
Like me, bro. I don't know. It's just something about, like, don't get me wrong, little. Everybody, my grandma shit, but it's just something about my grandma Chigrit. I don't know how the fuck she be, how the fuck she do it. It's the steps she take to make it. Bro, them cheese grits be busting, but my mom cheese eggs, boy, I can't get nobody to make them. I can't even make, and I do the same fucking steps.
What you mean cheese eggs? Like
how she make them? Like, bro, I do the same steps, bro. I even asked her how she do it. Yeah, I follow the same steps, and they just don't turn out the same way. But you know. That shit should be.
You gotta get in that kitchen. You gotta be like, make it again. And what you do, cause see, I learned something. I don't ask grandma for the recipe no more.
No, I just watch.
They'll tell you the measurements, but then you looking like, damn.
Nigga, they don't measure.
You feel me? That's why when I'm looking at grandma, like, you tell me these measurements, but look, like, you had a little, another three tablespoons.
Bro.
So I make sure I be looking. Let me write that down. So, three angry shakes.
I be seeing my grandma.
Two upset scoops. Two upset scoops. A slam in the oven. Got it. And the pie is ready. Like,
fast. Yeah. I forgot that pincher. Damn. Like, oh.
You feel me?
Slam the door. I'm like, this bitch got 20 minutes and I'm finished.
I say, so with the greens, 10 minutes of arguing with the spouse.
You got to argue over the greens.
10 minutes of arguing with the spouse.
You got to be over the greens.
Thanks,
yo. You got to do it over the greens while you cutting them up. Don't make me cut you with this damn knife. You got to say that. Don't make me cut you with this knife. You got to say that. Add the little to the greens.
Shit is something to think about, baby. Shit.
This shit,
I don't think there's a lot of, not saying, you know, I don't want to see like that, but there's a lot of females I don't think they got to let grandma do me.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
Could they be too busy? They trying to be Megan and Cardi B and, you know.
Not even the household ones. They ain't got to let grandma, like.
And them bitch. No, because they got cooked. They got cookbook shit, bro.
But like, this is how I feel. I
can't. You know, bitch, if you tell me. If you were, you a housewife, and you tell me you ain't a chef by the end of the year, bitch, what else are you doing?
Sitting in the house, just watch TV, wasting time.
You saying you got no kids, no children.
You a housewife with no kids, no children, be. You got to at least be watching the food chain. You gotta know how to make gravy more than one way.
You got to make gravy from scratch, bitch.
Like, why are you sitting home? Like, what are you doing?
Matter of fact, when you make from scratch, you got to make the white.
Because I really feel like.
You got to make the door in the brown gravy.
Looking at Hillary Clinton, I don't think the bitch ever cooked. Like, you feel me? Like, to be a whole man.
I don't see how I need to. Like, me, point blank, I can cook for myself. And you know what I'm saying? But I don't need, you know. But it's just something about. That day when you come home, you tired or some shit, you like, baby, give me something to eat. And she's like, what you want? Or she just go in there, bitch, and whoop up something and be like, here you go. Appreciate you.
That shit is something to think about. She fuck around, bring you some motherfucking noodles and some hot dogs. And you gonna be a sack.
Who? First of all, I don't eat noodles.
She bring you some motherfucking noodles and hot dogs together, nigga. That's the worst.
Oh, something they gonna eat, cause I don't eat noodles.
Should be some cut up hot dogs with ketchup. Here you go, honey. This for you right here with some cilantro on top. Make sure I make it look exquisite.
Are you serious? Are you serious right now?
Parsley on the side of the plate.
Hey, bro, no flex, bro. I had a soup the other day. That's a Mexican soup. This nigga, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mind you, bro, I don't eat half of the shit in there, bitch.
But in the South, y'all believe in trying shit.
Who? Nigga, you crazy fuck? Y'all
niggas be skeptical on everything. No. Y'all don't trust nothing. Y'all niggas be down here eating pig booty noodles and won't try nothing.
No, you got me fucked up. I don't fuck with it because, like, the last time,
Do you eat crab legs?
Who?
Do you eat crab legs? No. Why not?
I just don't like the taste of the motherfucker.
Where you headed from?
I am Joe's Crab Shack. I even have it from, like, the little...
You know, a couple of times y'all niggas had the little seafood bro shit. I tried them then, like,
nah, nigga, you gotta try it for just crazy.
I just can't get jiggy with it. No, I'm not. I'm good. Yeah,
see, I told you so. That's crazy.
Nigga, I haven't tried several times. But y'all niggas
are hop straight on a deer's back. No problem.
A who?
A deer's back. No problem.
That shit, like, bro, honestly, right now, I'm on vegan shit. I'm trying vegan food. Ooh, Lord. I'm not studying no fucking meat. I'm not real. I'm just keeping the whole being with you, bro. I'm not studying that shit.
I feel you.
And I'm really just on fruits and vegetables, really. On some real ass shit.
I feel you, because I ain't giving up no motherfucking meat, boy. I'm a carnivore to the end. I'm going to hunt my prey. I need that nigga to look at me with fear.
Don't get me wrong. Like, if I feel. I'm just not going to say I'm a die hard. This is what I do strictly.
No. You fuck around and say you vegan, they gangbang. You better be careful. Man. Before I get poked over the carrot.
I ain't worried about them niggas. They better come correct.
Poke your ass up with a string bean. You ain't never know nothing about, boy.
Yeah, but they out here.
He was stabbed in his neck with asparagus.
But they out here eating that Beyond meat. You bitch, y'all get your Beyond ass on. This is plant based.
There you go.
Get your dumb ass on.
Look, Jinx knock on wood, nigga. What
yeah,
you
I'm
mean?
I understand that shit.
Plant based, nigga.
How you gonna make a plant? How you gonna make a meat out of, like, a plant?
No, see what we did. We took the mom plant, bitch. So you kid, you still killing. You took a life.
They don't, bro.
You still taking life. I'm gonna fuck. I'm gonna fuck up some seafood, a cow, and a chicken.
Go for it, bro. Like I said, I ain't strictly on that shit. I can eat what the fuck I want to. I'm on that because I'm big on energy now. So I know it's like when I eat certain shit, I get a boost of energy on this end. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me fucking wrong.
Like, I'm hunting my shit.
If
man.
I go 3 weeks without a fucking burger and I want me a burger, bitch, I'm getting a burger. If I want a slice of pizza, I'm getting a slice of pizza.
I'm cutting the cow's throat, nigga.
Like,
get over
here,
nigga.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, nigga. I know, you know what I'm saying? When I get finished, I meditate to get my energy back up and all that good shit. Get that bullshit out me, but... bitch, don't get me wrong. If I want it.
Nice blunt, get my energy where it needs to be with a little Call of Duty. I'm at the zone.
Don't get me wrong, nigga. If I want it, I'm going to eat it. I want a whole case of fucking. Myself,
y'all be trying to try shit, B. Y'all be skeptical.
Nah, nigga.
I'm telling you, everybody know in the South, if you take them somewhere different, let me get chicken tenders and fries. Bitch,
nope.
That's all you know is chicken tenders and fries.
I try. Like, certain, but me. As far as like steaks and shit, that would I ain't never ate a steak. Like, that shit is too much fucking meat.
You got me fucked up.
No, even when I was a fat ass kid, I
will fuck a steak.
Nah, bro. I can't, like, it'll be point. I'm not gonna eat it all. I'm just
fuck that.
I'm just but being a bean.
It depends on how you eat it. You can't eat it well done.
Man, I eat that bitch well done or that medium well shit. I'm straight.
Nah, I don't eat it well done. I want my shit well done.
So either way, I'm like, nah.
I eat
I'm
my
good.
Shit medium rare.
Medium rare?
Uh-huh. Medium rare or medium well. Sometimes. Depends on what type of steak
that's
it is.
That's what I said. Well or either well done. Other than that, I don't know.
Certain steaks, I eat medium rare by a little blood come out of it.
Nope. I'm good on all that shit. But I can cook the shit like a motherfucker.
Nah, it digests in your stomach, brother.
I understand, but I can cook the shit like a motherfucker. To the T. Before I eat it. Nah, I'm not good. I'm straight on it.
I would fuck a steak.
And I always been like that.
With the A1 sauce and mop the plate with the motherfucker too. Like I'm mopping pancake and syrup, nigga, what you mean?
Like, just say, if a nigga
but steak is not something you eat all the time.
If a nigga got a T-bone, I eat half. Somebody else can get the other half.
Oh, no.
Like, nigga, that type of
it's
shit.
Only one side on the T-bone, nigga. The other side got that little piece of
exactly.
That's one thing like I don't like to get as a T-bone.
You heard me?
That should be pissing me off.
Give me that little side right there. You can have the rest
T-bone
of
T-bone be pissing me off, boy. You look at that shit and be like...
Why?
Because that shit just disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
You got me on one side and a little ass sample on the left. What the fuck?
Well, give me the sample. You can have the rest.
Give me a New York strip. Yo. Sirloin, nigga. You got me fucked up. New York shit, that's my shit though.
I feel you.
I fucking New York shit.
Have fun. I get half of the piece. I'm good after
shit,
that.
Fuck that. That shit is good. But it just depends what you eat with it type shit. You feel me?
Nothing. I eat the condiments like a motherfucker.
No, I'm talking, you know, with steak, a lot of people, you know, you're not supposed to eat heavy when you eat steak. Like, you say you eat that and you eat like a salad or something light on the side.
Of course, nigga.
You get some people that want to eat.
Niggas
steak, macaroni
potatoes,
and cheese, chicken, potatoes.
Yes, facts.
Rice, corn, like, damn. Nigga, when you push, your asshole gonna be sore.
Stomach gonna dumb swole.
What? You gonna be farting? That shit gonna be raw, nigga. You gonna be done on the inside. You want something to help pass that motherfucking throat. That shit. Niggas do be wildin', though. Now that you think about it. But it's only 4 days from Christmas. Yeah. It is. It's only 4 days from Christmas. Gee, shit. You feel me? And I pray that everybody has a good fucking Christmas and a better fucking life, P. And I pray the government drop these bans on everybody except the rich people. Keep it a whole ban. That's all they're talking about. Gee, shit. Anything you want to say, fool?
Nah, I'm good. It's just... Uh-uh, bro. I ain't got nothing to say to these niggas. Just have a good Christmas, bro. With these, just... You talking about these $600.
Back in these motherfuckers, $600.
You weren't supposed to get that. That's all I'm saying.
Nigga, fuck that. They was going to give it a... We was going to take a one. We was going to take more than 600, so they just...
You took
it.
Shit in, since they... before 2020... So I'm talking
about, you know, we were spoiled. We was definitely spoiled before
like,
this.
Like I said,
before COVID came, you couldn't tell American shit, nigga. Nigga, plague. Nigga, that shit back in the 1800s, B. Virus, mad virus, nigga. That's back in the 1800s.
There you go. There y'all niggas rushing to them.
Nah, you know what was funny? When they're like, the Chinese people are crazy. Niggas wearing masks for no fucking reason. With dumbasses. Now look at us.
Look at y'all, nigga. I'm not rocking no goddamn mask.
It's all cool games your ass get COVID.
Well, I just get it.
Nigga, you know people that died from COVID.
Okay, I'm still not rocking no fucking mask.
Oh, you bugging.
I'm so okay, but I'll just be bugging, bro. Fuck it.
I don't see why not.
Like,
I don't see why not wear the mask here.
For what?
So, when motherfuckers got it, your ass won't get it. Yeah, I'm point good. Blank, period.
I'll be alright.
Fuck around, motherfucker sneeze in your face, then you got it.
I'm whooping that ass.
And then your fucking eyeballs fall out in the morning. You out there looking like Jack Sparrow.
Somebody got a well whooped ass and my eyeball gone.
Bitch looking like the people from the wrong turn movie.
Get away, though. Yeah. Get away. I'm going right to the goddamn, what is that apartment is? What's the name of that shit? Where you get your little disability and shit started? I'm going right there.
You talking about disability place? Yeah. That's the side place?
Yeah. Hey, come on. You see this. Let me go and get started.
You see my the half of face melt up. My eye already gone.
They're going to get something started up here.
We get something started because it's only 4 days from Christmas.
Facts. Fuck you, me.
But no love.
I'm trying to get that check to hit
for Christmas. It's all love. Hey, Merry Christmas and enjoy yourself.
Hey, enjoy yourself, bro. I love y'all.
Enjoy your family.
Bro. Y'all be safe. Merry Christmas, man.
Facts. Merry Christmas, y'all. And make sure you follow Dre Wills. We're about to drop the song right now. Make sure y'all follow him. Check all the links below. Love.
Hey, man. Signing out of Nature Ball, man.
I was ungrateful, but nothing but blessings. Counted all joy, but lately been stressing. I've been in my bag, but it's you who provided. Acting all bad, don't deserve, can't deny it. Started looking back, like don't even try it. Distracted by noise, no peace and no quiet. Know it was done for a second with none. Lord knows my struggle, he knows what I've done. Pressure bust pipes, my pipes was ruptured. This is my confession, something like Usher. Feeling all ashamed, don't wanna remain. Lord, am I safe? I'm making mistakes. I skipped on your word. Miss from the church, mind getting tired, just don't wanna work. Prayer line cracking, but it's hard to see change. And I'm healed by your stripes, but I still suffer pain.
I said life getting hard in the fast lane. Yeah, I be living too hard, but I can't change. Cause I'm just tryna do better. Stay strong, I keep my head up. But I always put God first. The devil tryna trip and it got worse. But I'm tryna do better. Stay strong, I keep my head up.
Never tapping out, endure till I'm sane. My axis is off, switched up my way. Spiritual death, it's like I've decayed. Once was a friend, now Judas betrayed. Love didn't live here, no longer obey. You kept it 100, you never threw shade. I kinda fell back, no love from the bros. Gotta chalk it up, it's the path that I chose. Had a change of mind, so I'm turning to you. At the end of myself, now what do? I believe that you died, I believe that you rose. Sooner return, and I'm one that you chose. Fell asleep, I dozed, but not no more. I'm up, I'm woke, don't want that smoke. I'm asking forgiveness, please, confess my sins, please. Fill me with your spirit, your boy need a cleanse.
I said life getting hard in the fast lane. Yeah, I be living too hard, but I can't change. Cause I'm just tryna do better. Stay strong, I keep my head up. But I always put God first. The devil tryna trip and it got worse. But I'm tryna do better. Stay strong, I keep my head up. Yeah.